discipline of computer science.
Thank you. I think the applause is for the discipline, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of you were awake for the earthquake we had last semester? Right. Okay, so yeah. How many of you knew immediately there was an earthquake? All right, yeah, I'm with those of you who didn't raise your hands. I was sitting at my desk when it hit, and my two young daughters were asleep, and the first thought that came to my mind was, whatever my upstairs neighbor is doing, he had better stop before he wakes my kids up. And at some point, it occurred to me, I realized that this was not my upstairs neighbor, stomping around or whatever he was doing. And so I immediately turned to the only real-time source of information I had to figure out what had happened. I thought, well, maybe it is an earthquake, but I'm not really sure. So I pulled up Twitter, and I typed into Twitter. I typed in Montreal earthquake and hit enter, and sure enough, I had about 300 tweets in front of me talking about the earthquake. So real-time information comes to the rescue. So this real-time information can actually be very useful. And when you think about a lot of the problems that we have to deal with sort of at a larger social scale, a lot of them really depend critically upon having real-time information. If you want to make public transport systems more effective, what do you need to do? You need to get buses and taxis and cars to where people are so that they can move them around. When disasters hit, you need to know where the damage has been done and where the affected populations are so that you can actually allocate resources to where they need to go. When epidemics occur, you want to know when people are getting sick, when they're getting sick, not when thousands of them show up at the hospital. And so we need this real-time information, but it's very, very hard to obtain. And so in my group, we're working on using Twitter and other social media as a way of actually measuring online populations in real time. Not online populations, populations in real time. And we choose Twitter because as opposed to Facebook or Pinterest or all sorts of other social media platforms, it's open, meaning that most people have public Twitter accounts. So when you tweet about an earthquake, I can see it. And it's real time, meaning that when somebody spills a cup of coffee on you, you tweet about it right then. You're like, ah, someone like, spilled coffee on me. You don't wait until you get home. And when an earthquake happens, you tweet about that earthquake right then rather than waiting until tomorrow. So the tweet stream that we see is actually a real-time feed of human activity. Now, it's full of garbage. Basically, about 70% of Twitter is just complete nonsense. I mean, I literally sit down to read it. I can't understand it. However, if you've got 40 billion tweets coming along each day, even 30% of that 40 billion is a huge amount of information about what people are up to. And so that's what we're mining in my group. We're looking at this sort of this 30% and trying to learn about populations. We're learning things like gender distributions, age breakdowns, political orientation, activities, crime rates, all sorts of different features of populations that we would be interested in using to make important decisions. And so our hope is that by delivering tools that allow you to make these measurements, companies, organizations, governments will actually be able to make better decisions about the consumers or the citizens that they serve. And these better decisions can lead to better products and, more importantly, better governance that leads to better living. So thank you very much.